Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to the third of our series of talks on Your Kingdom Come. In the first talk, we showed how Jesus and his disciples emphasized the good news of the kingdom of God. And last time, we continued the series with the events of Jesus' return. Jesus is coming back. Let's remind ourselves of what we were discussing last time. First, Jesus promised that he would come back to this earth and that we would be with him. Secondly, this is a literal event. The same Jesus will come back to the Mount of Olives outside of Jerusalem. Third, Jesus will not return at a time of peace, but in the middle of the greatest battle the world has ever seen, involving the armies of every nation in the world against Israel. He will be accompanied by all of his angels with the sound of trumpets and the voice of the archangel. There will be no secrecy about this event. Fifth, we will be caught up to meet him in the clouds, whether dead or still alive, and accompany him into Jerusalem to be with him forever. This will happen in a flash, and our bodies will be transformed into immortal bodies. Finally, from then on, the world will be ruled by Jesus, and all the nations will come up to Jerusalem to worship him every year. Jesus will rule the nations with a rod of iron, and we will be his priests and kings, and we will reign with him for 1,000 years. Now to today's talk, entitled The Signs of His Coming. Is Jesus coming soon? Could he appear at any minute? Let's begin once again with Jesus' own words in Matthew chapter 24. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many." Luke chapter 21 is similar. "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them." The disciples are asking Jesus what signs we should look for of his coming, and he immediately begins with a warning not to be deceived. That is why we should be informed about these things. If we are aware of the biblical teaching on Jesus' second coming, we will not be easily deceived. The first point, then, is that Jesus' coming is not about to happen any minute now. There are specific signs which must take place, first of all, before we should expect his arrival. Some of these signs are happening already, and they are increasing in frequency, but others have yet to be fulfilled. As we see more and more of these things take place, we know that we are getting closer and closer to Jesus' return. As a result, we should be living more and more in that expectation of his coming. Let's read on in Matthew 24. "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains." And in Luke 21, "When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." "Then," he said to them, "nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven." This century has seen a great increase in wars and disputes between nations. We have had two world wars, the Korean War, Vietnam, the Falklands, the Iran-Iraq War, and more recently Bosnia, Kosovo, Afghanistan, and two wars in the Persian Gulf involving Iraq and a coalition of Western and other nations. There are also many wars and insurgencies taking place right now in places like the Congo, Sri Lanka, Palestine, Iraq, Turkey, Chechnya, Sudan, Somalia, Indonesia, Nepal, Kashmir, etc. Jesus also refers to famines and earthquakes. Again, famine has greatly increased in this century. There's famine today in North Korea, Sudan, Ethiopia, many other African countries. Global warming and global dimming have affected the Earth's climate, resulting in the failure of rains right across the Sahel region of North Africa. The latest earthquake and tsunamis in Asia have resulted in nearly 250,000 deaths, affecting people from countries all over the world. The parallel passage in Luke 21:25 says, "On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." The roaring and tossing of the sea is a pretty accurate description of what we have all seen recently on our TV screens reporting the Asian tsunami. There are many reports also of increased melting of Arctic and Antarctic ice sheets, with a direct threat of rising sea levels affecting many of the world's major cities. Even a 1 meter rise in sea level would pose a major threat to many of these huge populations. So the chances are that we will see more and perhaps more devastating disasters in future. The passage in Luke also refers to pestilences. At present, millions of children and adults are dying each year from diseases like malaria and AIDS. In South Africa alone, 600 people die every day as a result of AIDS, while over 1 million die of malaria every year. These diseases mainly affect third world countries, but we cannot be complacent. Even in Florida, USA, there have been fresh occurrences of malaria, and other diseases like tuberculosis, which was thought to be defeated, have been reappearing. All of these things Jesus refers to as the beginning of birth pains. But, he says, the end will not come yet. And he says, when these things begin to take place, we should stand up and lift up our heads, because our redemption is drawing near. First, we need to beware of those who will fall away. They will hate us and may deliver us up to authorities. We must be willing to forgive those who act in this way. Otherwise, we are in danger of becoming hardened and being deceived ourselves. The second to beware of are false messiahs who are out to deceive us and lead us astray. Jesus says that they will mislead many. Only by walking in the Spirit and remaining firmly based on biblical teaching can we be safe from such deception. Finally, because of the increase of lawlessness, we need to make sure our own hearts do not grow cold. We will need constant fellowship and encouragement from brothers and sisters to be able to endure to the end. Verse 14 of Matthew 24 continues, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." Although we will experience persecution, God's purpose is for the good news of the kingdom of God to spread to all nations. We should not be fearful of this time, but rejoice in the opportunity to be his witnesses. This is how we can hasten his coming. And then the end will come. Jesus isn't coming back until we have fulfilled our job of reaching the whole world. There are still many tribes in the world that have not even heard of Jesus. Many villages in India, for instance, have never even heard his name mentioned, let alone know who he is or what the good news is. there are many languages still which do not have even a New Testament translation available. Jesus sums up at the end of Matthew 24. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away a long time. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. In the majority of the next chapter of Matthew also, chapter 25, Jesus teaches two parables, the parable of the 10 virgins and the parable of the talents of silver, to illustrate the need for us to remain alert and prepared before his coming. So let's endeavour to be the servant who is found doing his master's will when he returns. Verse 21 then continues, for then there will be great distress, unequalled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equalled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear, and perform great signs and miracles, to deceive even the elect if that were possible. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you there he is out in the desert, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. Luke 17 puts it slightly differently. Men will tell you there he is or here he is. Do not go running after them. For the Son of Man will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. I don't think Jesus could be any more specific that his return will be an event witnessed by the whole world. Like the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other, so will his coming be. Both Matthew and the passage in Luke 17 go on to compare these last days with the days of Noah, where the people carried on eating and drinking right up until the flood came upon them, and of Lot, where they did the same until the fire and brimstone consumed them. Obviously it was too late then to repent. Luke 17 ends with the same statement as in Matthew 24:28. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the roof of his house with his goods inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed, and one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together, one will be taken and the other left. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Where, Lord, they asked. He replied, where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather. The vultures will prey upon those who are dead spiritually. Real vultures wait until an animal dies before they move in. We know already that we have an enemy who stalks us as prey. Therefore, we need to remain vigilant. The problem in Noah's day and in Lot's was that those who were lost did not heed the warnings of these righteous men. If Jesus emphasized this need for vigilance so much, we can't afford not to be watchful. So we can see that these signs, at least, are in the process of being fulfilled, although they are not complete. It is good for us to appreciate where we stand in the scheme of things that God has planned before Jesus returns. This time of great distress, referred to as the Great Tribulation, will be immediately followed by some definite signs which have not yet been fulfilled. Again in Matthew 24, Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. And in Luke 21, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Many passages in the Old Testament also refer to these signs. In Isaiah 13, the stars of heaven and their constellations will not show their light. The rising sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. Isaiah 24, the moon will be abashed, the sun ashamed, for the Lord Almighty will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem. Joel 2, I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the survivors whom the Lord calls. Joel 3. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon will be darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem. The earth and the sky will tremble, but the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a stronghold for the people of Israel. Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, dwell in Zion, my holy hill. Jerusalem will be holy. Never again will foreigners invade her. Whenever we see the sun darkened, the moon turned to blood, and the stars fall from the sky, there will be no doubt that the Lord is about to appear. So, let's recap on the signs of his coming. When asked what would be the signs of his coming, Jesus immediately warned his disciples not to be deceived. So, we also should be very careful to know the Bible's teaching on these signs. There will first be what Jesus called the beginning of birth pains, wars and rumors of wars, revolutions, famines, earthquakes, diseases, the sea and the waves roaring. But the end will not come right away. There will be great persecution of believers, but Jesus says we are not to worry, because we are being his witnesses. This persecution will culminate in a short period referred to as the Great Tribulation, just prior to Jesus' return. For our sake, these days will be shortened. Because of this persecution, many will fall away and betray others. We need to be willing to forgive those who let us down. Many false messiahs will appear and will deceive many, so we will need to know what the Bible's teaching is on the second coming. Because of increasing lawlessness, we need to ensure that our hearts do not become hardened and cold, but remain in fellowship and encouragement. The good news of the kingdom will be preached to the whole world, to all nations, and then the end will come. We can hasten the Lord's coming by being his enthusiastic witnesses to the whole world in spite of persecution. Immediately after the Great Tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon turned to blood, and the stars shaken from the sky. Then the Lord will return. The rest of the world, and many in the church also, will carry on as normal, just like in the days of Noah and of Lot, until suddenly the Lord will appear to the whole world. Then every nation will mourn. So don't you be taken by surprise. Get busy being his witnesses. Thank you for listening.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes, and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.